Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Welcome to another episode of Reasonably Shady. My name is Giselle Bryant.
What's up? What's up, everyone? This is Robin Dixon. Thank you so much for being here with us once again.
Yes, once again.
We love you.
Yes.
Y'all our boo-boos.
Yes, we love y'all. Thank y'all so much for listening to us week after week. We truly appreciate it because Lord knows sometimes I'm like, is anybody listening? Is anybody, anybody listening?
What makes you feel like that?
I don't know. Anyway, listen, we have so much to talk about. Okay, first and foremost, per usual, our reasonably shady moment of the week. And I have one.
Of course you do.
Yes. I have three girls. Y'all know them well. I love them. They're in high school and they go to the same high school. So it's three. It's like Bryant girls the hard way. Like they come down the hall like it's three of them. It's like, don't mess with the Bryant girls. Mm-hmm. Okay. So there was one little girl in particular that decided to mess with Angel.
Oh, decided.
Yes. And I'm gonna call her. Can I call her a little white girl? Or I can't really say that. Yeah, that's what she was, y'all. Okay. So she decided to tell Angel, she was kind of flexing on Angel like she was smarter than Angel.
What?
And kind of told Angel, yeah, I do have to say that she was a little white girl because she told Angel that Angel should only apply to a black college.
Oh, hell no.
Because that's where she would feel comfortable.
What?
Yes.
Is it okay? Why did this girl offer her unsolicited advice, first of all? Well, or was this a friend?
It was she's a friend of me. Okay, so and they were talking about, you know, where do you think you're going to college? You know, where are you going to apply to college? Right. So they were having a nice, friendly conversation that went left. Okay.
Oh, hell no.
So Angel, y'all, is my sweetest child. And she don't want no controversy or no conflict. She don't want no troubles in the streets. So what did she do? She told her older sister named Grace.
Get her. A.K.A. little Giselle.
Yeah. So she goes to tell Grace. And Grace said...
Huh?
She said, what? Grace said, they were like in like the little courtyard. They were eating. Grace packed up all of her shit and she was like, I'll be back, and went to go find her. Okay. What? She went to go find the little girl that bothered Angel. She found her.
Oh my God.
And Grace said, don't you ever talk to my sister any kind of way again. Don't you ever say anything to my sister that is going to bother her, period. Matter of fact, don't ever talk to her again, okay? So the little girl started crying.
The victim
started crying. And she said she would apologize to Angel immediately, which she did.
Uh-huh.
She came and apologized to Angel, and she cried more.
Oh, my God.
And the shady person of the week is this little W girl.
Yeah. Like, where would... I don't... First of all, they're at a predominantly white school.
Yes.
Right. So why would this young lady think that they would not be comfortable, that they would only be comfortable in an all black school or a predominantly black school?
I don't know.
That makes no sense to me.
I don't know. But it was borderline racist. And I ain't like it.
Yeah, it definitely is racist undertones.
And I want the record to reflect Angel is a 4.2 student. And this girl is not.
I feel like she didn't want Angel to maybe apply to the same schools as her.
Yes.
And take her spot.
And take her spot. It might be that too. But all I want to know is I got little girl, I know who you are and I got my eyeballs on you because you are shady.
Does she have an explanation for that?
She has no explanation. She just apologized and said she would never do it again because Grace got her together. Okay.
Yes. And don't mess with the Bryant girls. Before I get to my shady moment, which isn't really exciting, I was walking in the mall one day.
Yeah.
And it was like these two young girls in front of me and they were just chit-chatting. And I heard them say, oh, yes. My friend thinks this girl at her school is so cool because her mother is on The Real Housewives of Potomac. And I said, oh, look at them. Talk about Giselle's girls.
Oh, they are cool. And even if I wasn't on The Real Housewives.
And I just chuckled. I was like, no.
No, I think that's very cute.
It was cute.
Yes.
It was very cute.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, and my kids went back to school after, you know, we've been on break.
Yes.
And it snowed. Yeah, my kids are the big men on campus because they got a gift from Nicki Minaj.
Woo!
you know.
Yes, indeed.
All the students were like, we saw that Nicki Minaj gave you a gift. And y'all. So y'all are cool.
I mean,
they were already cool, but.
Yeah, they're even cooler. Thank you, Nicki.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They're in the stratosphere.
Yes. Okay, what is your reasonably shady moment?
I mean, I'm just going to give it to myself. You know, well, actually, no.
Robin, you always. Okay,
no,
Robin.
I'm not going to do that. I switched it.
Okay, great.
I'm really sick and tired of these damn furniture companies taking forever with my damn furniture. I'm so sick of it. And now it's like really bothering me because I've taken my Christmas decorations down, which filled that void.
Oh,
you know, the
okay,
nice
yes.
decorations
yeah.
and the lights and the, you know, just that nice little feeling. Yeah, you're never gone and I still don't have furniture.
Okay, so.
And people keep asking me for a house tour and I'm not giving you a house tour when I have no furniture. Okay. Okay.
I had to take my own house tour, y'all.
I mean, I have old furniture. I have like furniture from my old house, but that's not the furniture that I want.
Right. To display.
Yes. It doesn't fit my space.
Yeah.
So.
I get you.
I keep waiting.
Listen, these furniture companies and these anything home related is going to take a minute.
Oh my gosh. Like I literally ordered furniture in August and it's January.
Oh, yeah. You got a couple more months.
No, I don't.
Okay, I'm sorry. I will not be the bearer of bad news. Okay, there's something I've been itching to talk about. All right, so there's this documentary
on
that
what?
I saw. It's on Disney Plus on National Geographic.
Okay.
Okay, so if you have Disney Plus, you have National Geographic. It's on there. It's called The Rescue.
The Rescue?
Okay.
Never heard of it.
Remember a couple of years ago when this
Is it about the Thailand soccer?
Yes.
Oh, should I watch that?
Yes.
See, I feel like I know how it's going to end. Should I watch it?
Well, no, but you need to see how they got to the end.
Okay.
Okay. So let me just say this.
I remember being so intrigued.
Yes.
Like, it was like every day you're like, oh, did they get them? Did they come out?
Yes.
What's going on? What's happening?
Right. Okay. So this football team, ballers, like 15-year-old boys or soccer or whatever, they got stuck in the cave.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So after I'm not going to tell you what happened, but after I saw the documentary, I immediately thought, I want to discuss this with Oprah Winfrey. Right. I know. My best friend, Oprah, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So I wanted to call her. I don't have her number.
Why Oprah?
Because I felt like Jesus was involved in the documentary.
Okay.
Like, I felt like it was a spiritual universe. You know how Oprah's very universal, spiritual, all that?
Yes.
I felt like that was going on.
Really?
And I was like, Oprah, I really want to talk to you about this. And so I was like, how do I get to Oprah to discuss The Rescue?
Okay.
I at least want to tell her to watch the documentary.
Yeah.
So if anybody knows Oprah, tell her to watch the documentary. It's on Disney Plus so that she and I can discuss it. We don't have to talk about anything else. Like, we can get off
and
the phone.
What's Oprah going to do?
I just want her take. I want her perspective. Okay.
You felt moved.
I was moved.
So how many episodes is it?
One.
Oh, it's one.
It's a movie.
Okay. All right. I'm going to watch it.
It's a documentary. Okay. And when I tell y'all, let me tell y'all this. Oh, at the end, I was bawling crying.
Giselle
and
was crying, y'all.
Okay. I know, right.
This is a must watch.
Let me just say this. Robin doesn't cry, so Robin might
not cry.
Oh, you do?
No, I do cry. And I cry when people cry.
Oh, yes, right. You do. Yes. You do. Let me just say this. If you watch this whole documentary and you do not feel like there is a God, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay? So just everybody watch it. Okay. Moving on. Robin, is there anything you want to share with us?
Anything I want to share with you. Okay, so this is like really random.
Okay.
I was in the shower and I was doing one of my like routine after shower things. And I just thought about how we started doing it, Juan and I. And I thought, this would be fun to share with
you. You and Juan started doing something in the shower. I just want to know where the story is going.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
It's a beauty.
Oh. A beauty regimen.
Yes.
In the shower.
Yeah. So I was like, let's talk about like quirky beauty regimens.
Okay.
Or not even quirky, but like, you know, special beauty regimens that you maybe have learned from someone.
Okay. Oh, I have one.
You
do. But go ahead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So years ago in 2002, Juan was drafted to the Washington Wizards.
Okay.
Okay. And one of his teammates was Michael Jordan.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
The great.
Yes.
Almighty
yes.
Michael Jordan.
And one day Juan came home from practice and was like, I got something new for you.
Wait a minute. Is this?
Yes.
Okay.
I was like, what is it?
When you said I got something new for you and he learned it from Michael Jordan,
Michael Jordan,
so many things went through my mind right now.
Yes.
I can't
wait. It's going to be least expected.
Okay. Is this X-rated?
No.
Oh, okay. PG-rated.
Very.
Okay, all right.
Yes. He was like, when you finished in the shower and you turn the water off, put some baby oil on you and you'll lock the moisture in.
Okay, that's not what I thought you were going to say, that Michael Jordan told Juan this.
Well, and so then my question was like, well, how do you know this? Like, did you watch him do this
right
in the shower? Like, did okay you watch Michael Jordan put baby
or did Michael Jordan make a team announcement?
Yeah. So, you know, in professional, in sports locker rooms, they're very free willy.
Yes.
And so I think that's just something he observed. That, wow. Like, you know, when Michael turned the water off, he grabbed his baby oil and he slathered his body in baby oil. if you think about Michael, he was always so nice and like
moisturized. Yes, he was glistening.
Exactly.
Yes. You know what's so crazy about this conversation?
What?
That's what Sherman does. And Sherman might have learned it.
From Michael Jordan.
From Michael Jordan. Okay, so for those of y'all who do not know, I used to date a guy named Sherman Douglas who played in the NBA years ago when Michael played. So Sherman might have gotten this, or can we say that Michael got it from Sherman? Probably not.
I mean, maybe. Or maybe it's like, you know,
it's an NBA thing.
What, 6 degrees of separation? So like Sherman got it from someone else that got it from Michael.
I don't know.
You know, whatever, right?
It's yes an NBA thing.
So we've literally been, now it's not baby oil anymore, it's body oil.
Okay.
Right? Like, because baby oil, don't they say there's like
toxins in
it? Stuff like that.
Okay.
So anyway, so it's like body oils we'll buy. And like literally turn the water off while your body's damp.
Yeah.
Put the oil on you and your body, you're just giving yourself a little bit more moisture.
Okay.
And we still put lotion on.
Wow.
Yes.
And I saw Sherman do it, and I just was like, I thought he was, because you know, Sherman's a brown skin man. I was like, okay, this is what the brown skin men doing.
Yeah.
But I need to do it too.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. Isn't that neat?
I like that. Okay. Let me tell you my quirky beauty regimen, so to speak. So I, one time, a long time ago,
Rutledge.
Name? Rutledge. Derek Rutledge.
Makeup artist. Yes.
Makeup artist. He's famous for doing like Oprah's makeup for years. He did my makeup and I was very young. And so my face at the time, I think because I was probably like 16, mm-hmm. was very oily. Mm. My skin was oily. So mm-hmm. he put like a very thin layer of milk of magnesia on my face.
Oh.
And it like sucked up all that oil.
Really?
And it was like a barrier between.
So it was like a primer?
Kind of like a primer.
Okay.
But it was like a barrier and it matted my face out.
Mm.
And then he put on the foundation and all that kind of stuff. Okay. So I was like, this is amazing. So I used to use it when I was like, you know, early 20s. Like on my T-zone, I was, you know, extra beautiful with my milk of magnesia on my face and no one knew. Mm. No, none the wiser.
I might have to try that.
Yes. Yes. My face, you know, my skin has changed or whatever. So I don't have that issue anymore. But like beauty tip.
Yes.
Number 503.
Exactly. Love
yes.
it. Don't you love little beauty tips?
Yes. And you can get milk of magnesia from a CVS.
Yes.
In your.
For like $2.
Right. But it's in your, what do you call it? Antacid aisle.
Oh, is that what that is?
Milk of magnesia is for like
heartburn or something.
Something like that. Yeah.
Like what form is it in?
It's a liquid.
It's like a liquid. So it's like Pepto-Bismol?
Kind of. Yeah. But it's white.
It's white. Okay.
Yeah. So it does dry white a little bit. So you got to make sure you know how to play around with it.
Okay.
But yes, that is my beauty tip for you people.
I'm going to look that up.
Yes.
And can I just say, so speaking still on beauty.
Yes.
These lash extensions that we get are like lifesaver. So my lashes completely grew out.
Yeah.
And I was so worried because like the past few weeks, I would like look in the mirror and I'd be like, Robin, you're so ugly. Like, I would literally be like, oh my God, like what is wrong with you? You're so ugly. You're like, you're losing it. And I realized it was because I didn't have lashes. I got my lashes done yesterday and I was like,
yes, no, lashes are everything. They will change your face.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was so insane how big of a difference it made.
Yes.
But I really felt really ugly these past couple weeks. Like, really ugly. Plus, like, I'm not, like, I've been in the house. I'm not getting my hair done. My hair is brown. Like, all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm pale. I need to go to the tanner salon,
Me too. I know. We're not supposed to do that. But, yeah.
Well,
I need a tan.
Spray tan. I mean, I'll do both. But.
You look beautiful, Robin.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So do you.
Thank you.
Do you have a strip on?
I have a strip because my lashes are growing out.
Okay.
So I had to put a strip on top.
See, yeah. And I can't. That shit annoys me.
Yes.
Yes. Carter, do you have anything you want to say? Look, my son Carter is in this room.
Yes, he's in the room.
He is crawling under the table, touching my feet.
Yeah, so I've been very PG. I have not said any curse words.
Carter, I'm just going to let you say hi, okay? Because you want your attention. Let me give you your attention, okay? Yes, you do.
Okay.
Say hi. Okay, just come over here.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Carter.
Hello.
You got anything to say?
My mom is reasonably shady.
Yeah, actually, your mother is shady.
Oh, yeah, she's shady.
Come closer to the mic.
Hello.
Yes. On a scale of 1 to 10, how shady am I?
10.
Okay.
You're very shady.
Okay. Yes. But you love it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Carter.
Thank you, bud.
All right. So, guys, we're coming up with a new Reasonably Shady segment, okay? We've had... We tell our Reasonably Shady Moments of the Week, but we have a new one.
Yes.
Okay, and this Reasonably Shady segment is...
As seen on TV.
Yes.
Is it reasonable or is it shady?
Which one is it?
Yes.
Is it reasonable or is it shady? All right, so what we want you guys to do is email us.
Yep.
With scenarios that you and, I don't know, your loved one, your sister, your aunt, scenarios that you're going
through
with people.
Yes. Whatever. Yes.
Whatever the situation is. And we will tell you whether or not it's reasonable or shady.
Exactly. Right. Yes. Let us be the judge, whether it's reasonable or shady. And
yes.
Like I said, as seen on TV, you saw us do this on TV.
Yeah.
And we think it would be appropriate to bring it to the pod.
Yes, we're bringing it to the pod. So
yes.
If you didn't watch The Real Housewives of Potomac, we will let you know that we played a game when we introduced this podcast and we put out scenarios to all the ladies and we asked them, do you think this is reasonable? Do you think this is shady? And, you know, they were very shady questions that we asked. Y'all don't have to be that shady, but we would like for you to be that shady.
Right. You can be shady, but we want to give you if there's some sort of debate that you're having between, you know, a friend or a spouse, a partner, a coworker, whatever, like, let us be the judge. Let us tell you know, who is right, who's wrong, who's shady, who's not, blah, 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 blah.
Yes, I absolutely love that.
So email us at whatsup@reasonablyshady.com. Mm-hmm. Your reasonable or shady questions. And it's going to be a segment. Hopefully we get some great questions.
We better get some good ones.
I know.
Because we're going to talk about them.
I know.
Yes. Now, speaking of talking about, like, a couple of maybe like 3 or 4 episodes ago, we talked about things Black people say.
Yes. Right. The African-American urge.
Yes. This Black people urge. And when we say things that are universal, okay, Black people do. And so I think we said, are there some like white
urges? Yeah. So we were like, you know, white people, if you want to tell us your urges or things that y'all say.
Yes.
Send them to us.
And y'all did.
And y'all sent us.
And we want to go over it. Okay. Because it's funny to us.
So Sophie Harding says the white urge is to say, ooh, that's got a kick to it.
Okay.
So whenever we taste anything spicier than ketchup.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Y'all do that.
Yes. Yeah. Everything is spicy.
Yes.
Everything.
But everything has a kick to it. Yes. Ooh, that has a kick to it. Y'all do that. That is universal.
All right. Next one. So Britton Lenke, she said, oh my gosh, nothing on that list was more relatable. It wasn't a Black urge, it was a human urge.
Okay.
Than screaming, representative! So white people yell, representative!
Okay.
As well.
So when you're like calling and you get these, they're not robocalls. When you're calling, you're trying to get customer service and you got to hit all these buttons. We just go nuts.
Yes.
And we just start screaming.
Yes. Yes.
But it's not a Black thing. It's a everybody
it's
thing.
It's an everyone thing.
Yes.
It's good to know that not only Black people get frustrated with that.
Yes.
Okay. So Sarah Kelly is contributing her white-ism that all white folks say. She said, this is especially for white women, but I cannot even count the amount of times I've complimented a friend, a family member, or a stranger on their outfit. And their sole response was... thanks. It has pockets.
Okay. I can see white people saying that.
Yes, but there's nothing better than like a cute, comfy dress that has pockets.
Yes. Oh my gosh, thank you. It has pockets. And then yes. like, you put your hands in your pockets on the side.
Yes, yes.
That's oh, something I would do. That's, my white side would come out. I would do that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, thank you. It has pockets. Oh my gosh. I could see every Becky saying that.
Okay. All right. Matthew Phelps gave me some white isms.
Okay.
The white person urge to say, let's rock and roll when it's time to leave.
Yep. I have heard many a white people say, let's, yes. okay, guys, let's rock and roll.
Let's rock and roll.
With like the arm.
Yes, with the arm.
With the arm movement. Y'all know the arm movement? Okay.
Yes. The fist.
You ball your fist up.
Uh huh.
And then you like.
And then you swing it back.
Yeah.
Right?
You swing your
arm
back.
You swing your elbow back.
You swing your elbow back and then you swing it in.
Punch.
Let's rock and roll.
Like the middle of your chest. Let's rock and roll, guys. All right. The white person urged to say, wow, we got here just in time when you see a long line form behind you.
Yes.
I say that when I go to Chipotle.
Chipotle?
Yes. I'll walk in and it'll be like four people in front of me. And then like 3 minutes later, I'll turn around and it'll be like 20 people behind me. I'm like, damn.
You got here just in time. So that might be universal because I do say that too.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
yes,
universal.
Yes. Yes. The white person urged to say to the cashier, I guess it's free when the item doesn't scan.
Well, okay.
I guess it's free.
I say that when it scans. I'm like, oh, but isn't that free? But how can we make that free?
Right.
I've said that
exactly.
a million times.
There's a scratch on this. This should be free.
And that's the black cheap in me. Okay.
Okay. So Zoe Ezrin says calling Target Tarjay.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
I definitely learned that from white people.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
I don't know who I learned that from. Maybe you. I call it Tarjay.
Do you?
Yes.
Yes. It's definitely a white thing. And then I wish I could show y'all this. She sent a picture of smiling like this. And it's literally like a white boy with like the slither smile.
Yeah. Smiling, but with no teeth.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's like a wide slither. Like, it's like...
Y'all are telling on yourself, which is absolutely hilarious, which we love. Okay. All right, Robin, give us one
yes.
more.
I think that was it. Hold
That's
on,
it?
Okay. Yeah, I think I got them all.
Okay.
Yes. I love it. This was so fun.
I wanted to ask you about, because we were talking about DoorDash, right? Yeah. By the way, for the record, everybody knows I hate DoorDash. Like, I hate DoorDash. I've never used DoorDash and they got it right.
Oh my gosh.
Ever.
I know. And I need to stop ordering a damn cookie or dessert, like, or a drink with
Because you're never going to get it. You
never get it.
Anything that's
never.
An accessory or like a add-on at the end, you're never getting it.
Don't order it.
And then once you open your bag, they're gone. They're in their car and they're gone.
Oh, hell yeah. So, but it's not even their fault.
Is it? It's not?
No, what can they do? It's not their fault. It's the people at the store who's packing the orders.
Okay, true.
So you just have to go online and, you know, click help. Is there something wrong with your order? Yes. Is there an item that's missing? Yes. Like all
that. Do they bring it to you?
No, they credit your account.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've always just been mad and just said, F it.
Keep my money.
Yeah. Well, I guess so.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay.
I want my $3.20.
I want my $3.20 too.
Yes.
Okay. But isn't there like high level DoorDash employees? Now, mind you, I don't even know what makes you a high level employee.
So I read, this was on Reddit apparently, and there are DoorDash employees that make like $400,000 a year.
What?
Doing what? I don't know, but like they're high level. So meaning they're like, I think they're like, you know, an engineer, like they're doing the software, all the stuff behind the scenes, whatever.
Okay.
And they're mad because DoorDash requires their high level employees or every employee to deliver at least to do at least one dash per month.
Right. Oh, so even if you're like in the office.
Yes.
You got to dash out once a month.
Yes. You got to deliver an order once a month. So this high level employee was complaining like that was not in the job description. That's not, you know, I'm a data developer, you know, computer whiz guru.
Yes.
I went to MIT, blah, whatever.
Yes.
Right. And so they have a problem with that. But I feel like that's not a bad thing because that at least helps you maybe deliver a better experience to the customer. Like the closer you are to the experience and the product, which is delivering the food, the better you can do your job at a high level.
Very true. Very true.
Right?
Well, and everybody should kind of know every facet of the job.
Right.
And one facet of the job is dashing.
Yes.
Delivering.
Yes.
I don't want the people to suck at it.
Right. Exactly. So, but it's like, how do you, you know, if you're creating the website or the software, like, I'm not mad at it. Like, yeah, I probably wouldn't want to do it
right.
if I was, you know, some hoity-toity, high-paid engineer
right.
that wears, you know, penny loafers or something, but...
Why do they have to wear penny loafers, Robin?
Because that's what they do in the movies.
When they wear penny loafers?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. With argyle socks.
Of course. Yes. Do they put the pennies in the middle?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like literally put the pennies in the middle?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not
Most people probably don't even know what penny loafers are.
Anyway, I know you probably don't.
Yes, because they don't think they'll sell those anymore.
I'm going to find some.
Okay. All right. Or saddle shoes.
Saddle shoes.
I had saddle shoes.
I think people at private school still wear saddle shoes.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah. My kids don't wear saddle shoes, but I used to have them and they were like spiffy white with the black. That was so cute.
Were they comfortable?
They're not really that comfortable, but I like once I had them on and with my little short skirt on, you couldn't tell me nothing.
Yes. Anyway. So yes, I just thought that was so interesting. And I feel like other companies probably should do the same thing. Like if you work for Foot Locker and you're like, you know, a senior vice president of marketing.
Yeah.
Then maybe you need to work in the store
for a day or two.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yes.
I totally agree with that. Yeah. I was going to say something out of the way, but I'm going to keep it nice. I was going to be very shady, but I won't.
Okay.
Like if you want to be on reality television.
You should try it out for a day.
You should be on YouTube for a day. Okay. See if that works out for you. And then get you on reality TV. Call the Real Housewives of Potomac.
No, see, it doesn't work that way because they want to see a train wreck. No, but that's equivalent to saying like a producer.
Okay.
So, you know, like the people behind the cameras.
Yes.
Like, yeah, y'all try being on
that's
reality
good.
TV.
That's good.
You know?
Yes.
And they every producer that I've had these conversations. I'm like, ooh, they'll be like, ooh, I'm so happy I don't do what y'all do. I couldn't do it. Like,
yes, be
you
in front
can,
of the camera.
But you can be behind the camera.
Talking crazy to us.
Just directing everything.
Yes. Eric Fuller, I'm calling you out. I want to see you.
Oh, my
you.
God, you're making me mad.
I know. I want to see you in front of the camera one time.
Right.
Well, as a matter of fact, we have seen Eric in front of the camera.
Oh, but not, yeah, that wasn't.
In certain situations. I want to see you talking in front of the camera, Eric Fuller. That's all I have to say.
Yes. But all the people who work in the office and they, you know, writing their little reports and making things happen. Like, yeah, get your butt in front of this camera one day.
Yes. Before you just start directing us and producing us and telling us what to do.
Telling us that we're not worthy.
Yeah. That we suck at what... Before you tell me I suck at what I do, get your ass in front of the camera. There was a list of like best words.
Oh, yes.
That you have.
Okay. This is just a little silly me getting a little chuckle on Instagram. Don't you love Instagram for all the little silly stuff?
Yes.
Little silly memes and stuff. So I came across and I got a little chuckle. So this is a list of some of the best. And I'm going to preface this with saying I think a white person made this list.
Okay. All right.
Some of the best words literally ever.
Okay.
Bamboozled.
I use bamboozled.
I do. Like, oh my gosh, I was bamboozled.
Yes.
You know.
Hoodwinked.
Yes.
Led astray.
Yes.
But bamboozled has to come first.
Yes.
For you to be hoodwinked and led astray.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Absolutely.
Love that.
Flabbergasted.
Okay. I've never said flabbergasted.
You've never said I do.
Never.
I have. Okay. Like when you're just like, I am so flabbergasted. that I was so flabbergasted that she did that. You've never used flabbergasted?
I've never used flabbergasted. Okay, what else we got?
Like, oh my gosh. Discombobulated. That is my word.
Oh, I use that all the time.
Yes, because I am discombobulated on a daily.
Yes, and I'll be like, Robin is discombobulated.
Yes. She'd be like, hello, Earth Robin, are you here? Yes, I stay being discombobulated. This is your word.
Okay.
Shenanigans.
Oh, shenanigans. Oh, yes. I use shenanigans all the time.
Yes.
All the time.
Shenanigans.
Yes.
Okay, this one I've never heard in my life. Mm-hmm. Cattywampus.
Cattywampus?
Cattywampus. I don't even know what that means.
Cattywampus. Okay.
Can you Google that on your phone?
Yes.
Tell me what cattywampus
means. Okay, we'll come back to cattywampus. Okay. Okay, what else we got?
But if anyone used cattywampus, tell us and how.
Okay.
I use this one too, because I do this. Lollygag.
Oh, lollygag. I always say lollygag.
Yes.
Over here, I said it to my kids. Y'all over here lollygagging.
Yep.
Now
yep.
Get in the car.
Get in the car. Yes. Let's go. Do your homework. I don't use this one.
Okay.
Malarkey?
No. Who says malarkey? No one says malarkey.
I don't know. Like, what is that? That's like, what does that mean?
Like a bunch of malarkey. Like, oh, like bullshit. Yeah.
Okay.
But that's a
I'm
very
start
80s.
Using that.
That's very
80s. I'm bringing it back.
Robin's bringing it back.
We're bringing
guys.
Back malarkey, guys.
Season 7. Yeah. RHOP.
Malarkey.
after Candace talks, right? Robin's going to say, malarkey.
Okay. Kerfuffle.
I say kerfluffle. It's kerfluffle.
Kerfluffle?
Is it kerfluffle?
Kerfuffle? What'd you say?
A kerfluffle. That's like a scuffle, like a kerfluffle.
Okay, kerfuffle? Okay. And clearly I've never used kerfuffle.
I use kerfluffle if I was like, oh, and there was like a little kerfluffle. Like it's a little scuffle.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So is the kerfuffle worse than a scuffle, or
it's
almost a scuffle?
It's building to a scuffle.
Okay.
When a scuffle builds to a fight.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay. So first comes the kerfuffle.
Yes.
And then a scuffle.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like spelled like scuffle, but with a kerfuff. Okay. Brouhaha.
Oh, I love a good brouhaha.
Yes.
Oh, yes. There was a brouhaha.
Oh, this brouhaha.
Yes, there was a brouhaha. Oh, and they was talking in some nonsense, and it was a brouhaha. Yes, brouhaha. Okay, so I've looked up cattywampus, and that's like an old 19th century American slang.
Okay.
And it refers to an imaginary, fierce, wild animal. Like savage, like cattywampus.
You a cattywampus.
As opposed to saying savage,
instead
let's just
saying
say savage.
Savage. Yeah.
No.
So Megan Thee Stallion, instead of what?
I'm a savage. I'm a cattywampus. No, that would never be a hit song.
No?
No.
Okay.
Beyonce would never join in that song. Never. Never. Okay. I'm a cattywampus. Yeah, no.
All right. This one I got.
Okay.
Nincompoop.
Nincompoop. Yeah, we say nincompoop.
Yes. Oh, you little nincompoop.
That means you are stupid, dumb, or something.
I feel like, is it like a party pooper? But I feel like I use it as a term of endearment. Like,
nincompoop?
Yeah.
No, I think that's like an airhead.
Is it?
I think so.
Oh, maybe I'm a nincompoop.
Okay. On Tuesdays.
Skedaddle.
Oh, yes! That's my word.
Skedaddle.
I'm about to skedaddle out of here.
Yep.
Let me skedaddle.
Skedaddle.
Let me get my car and skedaddle.
Skedaddle up out of here.
Yes. I like skedaddle.
Now, this one, I only use it when I'm at the deli. Pumpernickel?
Yeah. Pumpernickel. Yeah.
Like bread? Pumpernickel bread?
Yes. But like, why would you say that and not be referring to bread?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's weird.
We need to look that up.
Okay.
Yeah. I've never used pumpernickel for anything other than to describe a brown piece of bread.
Yes. No, it has like is that rye with the brown
that's
and the
rye.
White?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, pumpernickel. I don't really eat pumpernickel.
Yeah, I haven't.
I don't like pumpernickel.
Yeah.
I don't think. Okay, so Robin, was that the last one?
That was the last one.
Okay, so
that
I
was
had,
actually
fun. I had a question for you.
Okay.
Because I realize that I know you well.
Oh shit.
However,
okay.
I can know you better. Right? I can get to know you better.
Okay.
So I was driving down the street one day and they were talking, the radio, they were talking on the radio and they were talking about lingerie.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
And do you find it necessary to wear matching panty and bra?
Oh.
And I said to myself, as far as Robin is concerned, I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Right. What do you think the answer is?
I think you don't care.
Yeah, no.
Oh, so you don't care?
Well, okay, they don't have to be exactly matching.
Right.
But they can coordinate.
Oh, okay, I like that.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
But sometimes they don't match at all. Like, totally random. Because it is kind of weird. It's like, underwear, you know, you can buy underwear of all types of colors and flavors.
Yes.
And it's like, are you going to, like, I don't know. For me, I just want, I just need a brown. I mean, my bras are black.
Yeah.
Or tan. Or nude. Uh-huh. And that's it. Like, I don't need, like, red, purple, green.
Okay.
Leopard. I might have a leopard, but, like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't.
So I was very matchy-matchy.
You were?
For, like, the majority of my life.
Oh.
And even to the point where my bra panty drawer
yeah.
is aligned up matchy.
Okay.
Like, so there's, like, a pink bra. Pink underwear.
So, and it's like exact, like, okay, this pink bra and this pink underwear were made by the same company and they were meant to go together.
So the pink bra might have like three underwears like with it and may or may not be from the same company.
Okay.
Okay. So, but then here lately, it's just a free for all.
Yeah.
It's just a whatever.
I feel like, and especially lately, I feel like, you know, Kanye West started this whole nude trend of... Yeah, I'm sorry. A guy named Kanye Est.
Because y'all know we don't talk about Kanye.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, like, don't you, like, recently, like, everyone is just, like, wearing nude everything.
True. Okay, so how do you feel about lingerie, period? Like, are you into it?
I'm not into it. I'm not.
Have you ever been?
Mm-mm. Not really.
Okay.
Just, I mean, like, into it? No. Like, do I have it? Yes.
Yeah.
But never really been into it. I'm more into, like, what's comfortable.
Okay, so, but there was, okay, so, like, let's just say it's Valentine's Day, right?
Okay.
Are you like, oh, I want to put on this sexy lingerie, or do you feel like that's dumb? Because sometimes I feel like it's dumb.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have been, like, I've been like, okay. Lingerie, yes. But now I feel like this is ending up on the floor in 4 seconds. It's kind of like unnecessary.
I mean, I think it's definitely unnecessary. I don't think a guy is going to be any more or less attracted
True.
To you. Or they're going to be like, I mean, okay, granted, like, don't wear, like, nasty lingerie.
No, we ain't wearing, like, right. the once a month panties.
Right.
No.
Right. But, I think it's cute for people who care and for people who don't. I don't think it's like, oh my God, you're not wearing matchy panties.
Right, 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 right. Or you're not wearing like a G-string or like, what do you call those things that snap on?
Oh, garter belt.
Yeah.
Right.
Like I've done all of that.
I think that's like fun. Right, exactly. I think it's like fun, but then it's like, okay, after it's like, once or twice, it's like, what else?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. And we need to ask a guy his opinion.
That's true.
Yeah, because we don't care, but right. they might really care.
Right. That's true. And then I think that's this piggybacks on like, okay, when you've been in a relationship with someone for an extra period of time or whatever, like, you know, I think people start to kind of not let go of themselves.
Yes.
But they don't do the same things that they did when they initially started dating that
of
person.
Course.
Right?
Of course.
So it's like when you're with a new guy, you're like, oh, let me put on my cutest matching
yeah.
bra and panty, lacy, sexy.
And let lingerie. Me think, let me have him think this is what I always wear.
Exactly.
Yes.
And then, you know, shit, 6 months later, it's like.
It's cotton.
Yeah.
We go into 100% cotton, comfortable. Okay. No thongs here.
But is it? But then the question is like, okay, so are you wearing lingerie for yourself or for the guy?
Your partner. Well, I mean, I think both.
Yeah.
I think, you know, if it's a hot date and you know something might, you know, your clothes are coming off, then
right.
of course you want to make sure that when they do come off, you ain't looking crazy.
That your panties are clean.
Yeah, the panties are clean. They looking good. He's like, ooh, you look so amazing. But like, let's say I'm not dating anybody. Like,
right.
I'm not going to care one way or the other
right.
what I have on.
Yeah. So I think sometimes it depends on like your dating situation. If you're on a date.
But some people feel like, I don't mean to cut you off. Some people feel like they feel better if their underwears are matching, if their, you know, lingerie is on point underneath.
Yeah, no.
Robin said, I'm confident no matter what I got yeah. on my ass. Okay. Yeah,
no. I mean, then you have some people who don't even wear underwear.
That so, is true. Do you?
Right? I do.
Okay.
I don't wear it when I'm wearing like workout clothes.
So, okay, I'm so happy we brought this up.
Okay.
Okay. So, there's a couple times where I haven't.
Uh huh.
And I felt weird.
Really?
I felt like.
Like it was like going further up your ass?
Yes.
Okay.
My vajayjay.
Yeah.
Like if I'm cycling.
I think it depends. I think I've kind of found like workout tights.
Okay.
That actually like fit me right so that I don't need to wear underwear.
Okay, but why? You know what I mean? Well, why have you decided not to wear underwear if you're working out?
Because like, what's the point?
What do you mean, what's the point? Why do you wear it when you go to 7-Eleven? I mean, what are you talking about? What is the point?
I can't even rationalize this now.
It makes this making no sense to me.
You know why? Because I think there have been times. Okay, so I think there's been times when like my thong when I'm working out has been uncomfortable.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what about some briefs?
Okay. I don't even have those. Like,
oh, you don't have briefs. This is a good conversation.
I only have them for like my period days.
So you wear a thong every day?
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
Well, actually, I think I have briefs on today, actually. But I don't have them like, usually I don't. Like, I don't have that many.
Okay, so you typically wear, your go-to is a thong.
Yeah.
Wow, good to know. Yeah. Okay, so my go-to used to be a thong.
Okay.
But then you know how you have thongs that all of a sudden don't fit anymore and it's horrible, like they hurt your butt?
Well, that's, so now I wear Chantel.
Okay.
Thongs. They're like seamless. They're one size fits all. Mm-hmm. And they're like so comfortable. Like they're like, they don't like, it's not like that like really tight string that like, it's not tight on your waist. It's not tight up your butt.
Okay. Okay. I need to get some of those.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. One size fits all. How is that possible?
Because they're stretchy.
Okay. But I've seen some big asses out here in these streets. I'm just saying.
But they're like that flat material. Like they lay flat.
Okay.
They're really, they're like, look them up. I'll show you some after it.
Okay.
But they're like really flat. Uh-huh. They like, and they just don't like, they don't pinch anywhere.
Right.
You know, but I would feel like when I'm working out, it's just no telling. Like you just move so much.
Yeah.
And then that thong, like just, it'll get in your crotch.
It's sweaty and it's just gross. Yeah. No, I'm with that.
Yeah.
I've learned so much about you today, Robin. I feel like we're even closer.
We're just getting closer and closer.
I know. But I really was like, driving down the street, like, Robin and I have never discussed our underwear.
I know.
And this is very important. Like, I need to know about my girlfriend's underwear.
Very important.
Yes. As the old people say, underwears.
Very important. Yes. So you'll likely see me in, like, a black bra and a black thong. You know what I mean? Like, okay. Black and black, or tan and tan, or nude and nude.
Okay. I like that.
Or, like, black and leopard.
Yes.
Something
now
like
here recently, I do like, we were gifted some
pajamas,
not pajamas.
Oh.
We're the UGG stuff, the Telfar.
Oh yeah.
The, what do you call those? The box, the briefs. What do guys wear? Guys wear boxers.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like to sleep in those.
Okay. So Telfar, shout out to them, gave us these boxers and I love them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like they're like a man's boxer, but they're for women.
Right.
And
they're unisex,
right? Yeah. No, because they don't have a slit in the front.
Oh,
the slit in the front is for like the penis
for
to
the
come
penis.
Out. Yeah,
and
so
I
they don't
think
have
men
that.
Use
so for
that.
Women.
Do men really use that hole?
Yes, they do.
They do.
Yeah,
I always see Juan just like pull his pants down.
Okay, thanks for that.
Sorry.
Visual.
Yeah.
So I love them, and Skims has some too.
Okay,
and I have a pair of those. But yeah, I absolutely love those. So yeah. I have a lot of those.
Yeah, those and those feel good to sleep in.
They feel good to sleep, for sure, to sleep in. I have worn those to the gym underneath my yoga pants.
What?
I know that's... Because I was like being lazy and I didn't... So I was like, I know. And I you could see them
the
underneath.
The lights? Oh
it was horrible. It was 6:00 in the morning. Look, it is what it is.
Okay, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I do want to say... Okay, so I came across an underwear company. So you know in the summertime when you wear a dress and it's hot as shit outside.
Yeah.
And you're like, your thighs are rubbing and you're sweating down there.
Yeah.
Like, does that happen to you?
Yes.
Okay. So I found a company that makes underwear like for that purpose. So like they'll come down over your thighs just long enough so that like your thighs aren't rubbing and you aren't sweating. And it's like that sweat wicking material.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Love them.
Oh, okay. I need those.
I got to.
This is team too much, but the underwear, y'all's. We
Damn,
didn't give y'all way too much
the name
information.
Of that company, yes. And like I ordered one and I was like, oh, I like these. And then I ordered a whole bunch.
Right.
So like in the summertime, that's what I'm gonna wear when I'm wearing a dress.
Okay. So we want to know, people, ladies, are you a Robin thong only? Or are you a Giselle with a laundry list?
With some damn boxers under yoga
pants. I have
pants.
Boxers. I have thongs. I wear it all. Like, I wear it all. Briefs. I wear the boy shorts. I wear it all. So who are you? Are you Giselle or are you Robin?
Okay.
Like, let us know.
It's a great question.
Hit us up, okay? Because I'm kind of feeling like more people are like me, Robin.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Probably so.
Yes.
Because those thongs do get uncomfortable. But you should buy some Chantel ones.
Yeah. Hey. Hello. But guys, that is our episode. We love y'all so much. So please don't forget to live your life either reasonable or shady.
Or both.
All right, y'all. Bye. Reasonably Shady is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And you can connect with us on social media at Robin Dixon 10, Giselle Bryant, and Reasonably Shady.